So the Sedra again, Mishpatim discusses the idea of an individual being able to repay their debt in a proper fashion. So if somebody borrowed money and they had no ability to pay it back, so that does something to a person. A person feels that they're they owe things to others, and so the Torah gave us a way to make a person feel whole. And this is Kisikna Evid Ivri Sheshanim Yavod Vashvis Yetzin Achav Shechinam. It says when you buy a Hebrew servant, he should work for 6 years, and in the seventh year, he should go free. If his family came with him, in other words, he owed money, he borrowed money from you. What does it mean? Kisikna Ivri, when you buy a Jewish slave. In other words, he borrowed money from you. He couldn't pay it back. Now he's got to pay it back. How does he pay it back? He pays it back by working for you. But it's not just, you know, the debt. But, for example, if he comes to win his family, you have to take care of his family. It says that if somebody acquires a slave for himself, he acquires a master for himself. If there's one pillow, the slave gets the pillow. If there's white bread and coarse bread, he gets the better bread. So the idea is you're not just acquiring a Jewish slave, just kacha, go out in the street and buy one, but it's either because he indebted himself or else because he stole. And as a result, he's being reformed by being in an appropriate Jewish environment. And part of that is to make a family. It's the I don't know if you tell Isha Vyodal Ovani Vanos, Vishav Yodatil never who ye say bigapo. So again, a family environment is what is important for a person. But if you so you think, oh, who would want to be a slave? But no, it says Vim Omar Yomar Hoever Ohavti Sadoni Vesishis Bonai, Loite Chovshi, Vigishad Nova Elohim, Vigishal Adel Salam Zuzavratavno Adonov Sasnovar Teva Vadoliolam. So if the person says, hey, I like it here. It's better than when I, you know, having to work and make a living. I don't have to pay rent. That is that. So his master tells him, you didn't learn properly. You need to be a servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a servant to me. And that's the idea of the oil puncturing the person's ear so that people should see. He didn't hear what his, on Mount Sinai, in Ochi Shem Lekecha, that I am, you're a Lord, your God, and avodaihem, lavodim, lavodim, and you're supposed to be my servant, not servants to servants. So if the person, and what again, what's the purpose of the doorpost? In other words, in Egypt, we showed our servitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to any human being, not to any master. So you could puncture a person's ear anywhere. You know, go to the mall and puncture your ear. But the answer is no. You're puncturing the ear, bedafka at the doorpost where we showed, where we demonstrated completely that Hashem is our master and we are His slaves, not slaves to anybody else. So again, this is a notion of the Jewish slave, that the idea is not just to have slaves. That was never the idea. This was to enable a person to pay his debt to feel free, or else to, if somebody, God forbid, stole, so he has the ability to make restitution. This is a very important thing. And the ultimate thing, of course, to make restitution to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Instead of being a slave to Hashem, you want to be a slave to another person? Until Yovel, forget about it. You have to realize that we're all Mishubadim to Kodesh Baruch Hu.